This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've been trying the last few days or so as we continue to talk about COVID-19 to highlight some of the good things going on in the communities. We've been telling you even since our interview with the Heart Hunters Facebook group founder last night, that group has more than doubled in just the last 24 hours. So that's amazing to see. Here's another thing that's going to be amazing. There's a hot meal program that is starting, and I know that a hot meal is always a good thing, but this one has a very important cause behind it. And two people are helping to start that here in town, in addition to Angelica Mangieri, who is the owner of Glow Bar in downtown Galesburg. Lisa Ravel is helping her as well, and both ladies are on the line right now as they're getting some of these details done. Thank you so much to both of you for your time.
It was a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
We're very glad to have you for sure. Angelica, I'll start with you. How did this come about? I remember seeing a post of yours last week that where you gave out some soup to folks. I wonder if this was something that was in place before that.
So actually, I had been, when we first started hearing news about possibly being quarantined or shutting some businesses down, my first initial concern was whether or not students were being taken care of.
Sure.
So I had mentioned online that if I absolutely had to, I would close my restaurant in order to prepare those meals. And someone had read that and connected me with someone else who wanted to at least finance a project like that, even though that they're high risk, so they couldn't physically do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they got us together, and Community Glow was born from that. And of course, I called my right hand person, Lisa, and then we connected ourselves with the Galesburg Business Association. And it just immediately, like, we formulated a plan last week, and we're kicking off this week.
So that sounds like it's come together pretty quickly. How have things gone so far?
Actually, I can't believe the response that I have gotten just from asking if anybody wanted to help me get this done. So there have been a lot of local restaurants and businesses that are giving us their fresh produce that needs to be used because they've since condensed their menu and they don't want to throw anything away.
Uh-huh.
So we have a pretty good startup with the food collected, and then same with, like, people have been very generous in donating financially, and it's been kind of overwhelming how well the community's been coming together to help me get this done. And it's just I didn't realize I would be so emotional about that, but it makes me really, really happy.
Well, I don't blame you for being emotional. I mean, this is, for one, a great thing that you're doing for the community, but two, as all restaurants and other businesses have here in town, you've kind of had to sacrifice. So I guess on the bright side, at least you're doing something here in the meantime.
Oh, absolutely. I shouldn't just sit around and I have to be productive in some way. And the best way that I know how to love on people is through my food. So I felt like we absolutely had to get this off and running, and there have been like zero hesitation from the community to get this done, and I just adore Galesburg for that.
You know, that's something I wanted to ask you about later on, but since you touched on it now, I'll ask now. I had seen a number of times on Glow Bar's Facebook page, as you've had, maybe some bumps in the road and things like that, that I've seen you say before that the way you cope with life is through food and through making good food. That's I couldn't think of too many better ways to cope, quite honestly.
It's cathartic for me to be in the kitchen and cooking and making food with, it sounds cliche, but making food with love. But it's times like these during crisis and whatnot. Sometimes you just don't know the words to say, and the only thing you can do is just feed someone.
Lisa, I'll turn to you now then. Other than being the first person Angelica called, what made you want to be involved?
Well, I've actually recently, last October, I moved up to the Quad Cities from Galesburg.
Yeah.
And I spent the last almost 4 years down here. Most of my life I've moved around. And once I got to Galesburg, I realized that there is an amazing sense, an overwhelming sense of community that is fostered here. Living in a small town is, it's very important to take care of your neighbor because everyone, there's a, I guess there's only so many, how do I want to say this? There's limited resources in such a small area.
Mm-hmm.
And when that when it comes to food or activities, the more that we can all do together, the closer our bond will be. And if she says, let's do the thing, I'm going to be here. Like, we all need to band together, and I will always back her.
I did note that you're manager of Bent River Brewing Company in the Quad Cities, Lisa. And one of my favorite places to go when I'm up that way. But I imagine, just kind of as an aside here, I imagine that not really having to be at full operation now because of this whole shelter-in-place thing and whatnot, I imagine that's probably more difficult for a place like Bent River in an area bigger than Galesburg than there might be with something like that down here, would you say?
It is. I live downtown Moline. I'm actually the manager of the Rock Island facility, but even, like, looking around my house, which is usually just bustling and busy, at being downtown in a major area, you're looking around like, where is anyone and everyone? And because there's multiple locations and we're always brewing, there's so many employees just out of work right now. It's intense.
Yeah, for sure. So hopefully you won't be that out of work, I guess, for lack of a better term, for too long. But you're certainly doing, as Angelica is, something great with kind of your spare time you discovered you had, right?
We both have got to keep our minds busy. It's the most important thing. And if we can do it for a good cause, that's what we're going to do. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. So to either of you now, let's talk about the guidelines and what specifically you're doing here. You're kind of based right now at the First Baptist Church, right?
Yes. So we are using the kitchen over here at First Baptist Church. As Angelica said, we had an amazing outreach from local restaurants that are either closing during this time or condensing their menu. So we have a good amount of food to get this started. We will be preparing hot meals for the public. We ask that everyone please sign up. That way we're not cooking too much food. We don't want anything to go to waste, and we really cannot facilitate walk-up customers. So we're asking everyone to please email us at communityglow, which is G-L-O. There's no W on the end of that. So communityglow6401@gmail.com. We will let everyone know 24 hours prior to their pickup date when that is available. Pickup days will be Wednesdays and Fridays between 2 and 4 p.m.
All right.
You can pick up the four meals per sign up. We're trying to include if you have multiple people in your household.
Okay. Very good. So, you kind of mentioned this earlier, but just to recap that, are you still looking for donations and food and things like that that you can put all this together with?
Absolutely. We'll always accept whatever help anyone wants to extend to us, whether the resources are financial or through food. We've had a lot of volunteer offers, which has been great. This week we're pretty solid on workers, but I imagine that the influx of orders will increase by at least double by next week, and so we'll probably need more volunteers by then.
And speaking of orders, as again you mentioned, you won't be able to serve walk-ups, but you will let those who order know when their food is ready, correct?
Yeah, so they'll just come. They can come between 2 and 4. It'll be curbside service. There will be a volunteer out there that will ask their name and then bring them their correct order.
All right. So once again, we'll include this email address when we post this conversation shortly at WGIL.com. But again, in order to sign up and be a part of this, tell me one more time how folks can do that.
Email us at communityglow6401@gmail.com. Let us know if you need one or four meals. We'll message you 24 hours prior to your pickup date. There are no prerequisites for this. If you need a meal, we have you. We just want to love on you.
Very,
if you're in need, we got you.
Very good. You in the information you sent to us, you did describe this as quote, food is love and a warm meal is comparable to a solid hug. While as much as yes. I support social distancing, I'm not going to lie, I could kind of use the hug.
Yeah, when we first announced that we were doing this, when our first email rolled in, I cried. And then we started getting more emails come in, and it was people who were trying to explain why they would need a meal. And I just really want to express that none of that matters.
Okay.
I don't care, like, why you need it or want it. We just tell us your order, and we'll take care of you.
So then, last question then, what are you making?
So this week, it kind of feels like hodgepodge because we're just collecting what we can from local restaurants.
Sure.
So we settled on a zucchini and corn bacon chowder.
Oh, that sounds great.
Side salad. And we actually haven't even figured out the vinaigrette yet, but, you know, we're working on it.
Minor detail, right?
Correct.
Vinaigrette.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know anything about cooking, but I do know that a vinaigrette sounds to me like it's doable.
Yeah.
There you go. So I imagine you're anticipating probably having to have this in place until somebody decides that the pandemic is over.
Yeah. So I want to make this last as long as we possibly can, and I cannot do that alone. I do need the community to sort of rally behind me. But also, we were looking at long-term goals, and that's why we linked up with the Galesburg Business Association. I feel like a feeding program has needed to be here since prior to the crisis here in Galesburg, and I actually have wanted to start a feeding program since my brother and I bought Glowbar. So this is like a 2-year thing that I've been dreaming about, and I hate that it's happening under these circumstances, but I cannot tell you how happy it makes me that I finally get to do this.
That is fantastic, and you're doing it for all the right reasons, for sure. In just a couple of seconds, is there anything else either of you two want to add?
Oh, we look forward to seeing everybody.
Yes. And, you know, from a distance, we love you.
Very good. That's fantastic. Angelica Mangieri and Lisa Ravel, who are starting a hot meal program here in Galesburg. And again, we'll give the email address on WGIL.com as well. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for helping our community in this way. And I hope it's a success for you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Stay tuned for Kim Komando and Sports coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News.